today is the rezoning at 328 Hampton Street under file DAZ 211 of 2012.
As Councillor Nordman mentioned, we have a number of people from our administration present today. We have Michael Jack, our newly appointed Director of Legal Services. We have James Veach, our planner. We have Leland Gordon, and our head or Chief Operating Officer for the Animal Services Branch, and Bogdan Bojcik. So we will begin with item one, the rezoning at 328 Hampton. And I'd like to call up Hussein Yusuf Badi. Hussein, you can come up. You have 10 minutes to provide a presentation to us. And you are here appearing in support of the appeal. Please state your name and address for the recording and the transcript.
My name is Hussein Yusuf Abadi. I'm a resident and operating person in the business of 328 Hampton Street. And 18 years I'm there, and I'm doing same thing what I'm doing right now. And just a matter of as the later Bedwa, the smell of that, because I'm in leather business, the smell of the leather is too strong now to live there. That is why I want to turn that 100% to the commercial. And plus, this building is built, brand new building, 2006. And that time, because I had in my mind, one day I'm going to apply for a zoning change, I made the building according to the code of zoning, like all the existing, all the fire escapes and all the wiring, you know, to the fire department and everything is as done, as building is ready, just the zoning to be changed. And the only thing is I would like to have a nicer sign there. That's all I have to say.
Okay. I don't know. Does anybody have any questions for you?
Are you currently living there as well as the business? Is just there. It's not a residence. It's a part of it, too.
Pardon?
It's not a residence. It's a part of it. You're not living.
No. Since 2006, when I rebuilt it,
Yeah. Nobody
lived there no more. Like, you know, just we use it for business, 100%, and we did pay the tax according to 100% use of business.
Okay. In the report, it talks about that there's obviously some signage that you have talking about sales and that kind of stuff. So it is recommended through our administrative report that any signage must be subject to plan approval process by the Director of Property Plan Development and Sinewine Community Committee. I'm assuming you're obviously comfortable with that kind of better signage is going to happen on the site if we did do the rezoning.
Yes, but what they call right now, because it's in the city, it is under the residential. And when we apply, because we want to give a contract to somebody to make me a nice sign, they say the city doesn't permit the zoning. Because of the zoning, they don't permit the license for that. I mean, that sign which you're talking about, that one also long time ago, I did apply, and the city was generous enough that time, even I was living in it, but it gave me a data bed oversized sign.
Okay.
Just
a part of any approval process, it would have to come back through a Assiniboine Community Committee kind of for approval. So obviously that's a focus. The only other issue that I could see with it, of course, is the fencing. The fencing looks a little bit beaten up that's there. So I'm assuming you're willing to upgrade the fencing upon the property as well.
Yes.
That's all the questions I have right now. We'll call you back up if there's any questions from them.
If you're finished your presentation, you can maybe just have a seat. Don't go too far because we'll call you back to. You get an opportunity to rebut anything else.
I do.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in support of this appeal? Okay. There being none, is there anyone present? I have none registered who are in opposition. Is there anyone in opposition? Okay, there being none, do we have any questions of the planner? Do you have any questions?
Yeah, James, one question. So the site plan would come back through a Assiniboine Community Committee for approval. Is that right? Part of your recommendation through the report? So that's an opportunity to have a say, I guess, from the community in terms of the sign, what it's going to look like, as well as the fencing.
Yes, landscaping, signage, and fencing would come through Assiniboine Community Committee for plan approval. So before the applicant puts a new sign on the property, the Assiniboine Community Committee would have to approve the design and location.
So he can't do anything before?
Yeah, before it comes, obviously. Yeah. Okay, that's all the questions I have. I'm ready to...
You're ready to move a motion then? Okay, go ahead.
I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
I'll move the rec-